Philip Semper PF, if these are indicated today's date is zero. Correction 10/01/2022. Dictation is for Jamie Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. Jamie spells J-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a 56-year-old young lady here with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Is worse today. Described pain as sharp. Said pain is approximately 6-10 increase with swallowing. Pain is non-radiating and confined to her throat. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient reports ear pain. Next line, she reports chills. Next line, reports myalgia. Next line, reports fever. It says she took over-the-counter Tylenol and Motrin, which helped with her fever. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 100% of room air, blood pressure 138/74, pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 98.5. Period. Next paragraph. Ear erythematous, TM. TM is dull to light reflex. Effusion is present. Effusion appears purulent. Period. Next line. Throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx and uvula. Next line. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into cough fit with deep inspiration. Period. Next paragraph. Collect correction. Same paragraph. Denies correction. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding. Period. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three. Cranial nerves to attend is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number two, odynophagia. Number three, cough. Number four, otitis media. Period. Next assessment, COPD. Next assessment, tobacco use disorder. Next assessment, seasonal allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given an injection of clindamycin. Correction, lincomycin, 300 milligrams. She was observed for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, and after which she is reevaluated and report no reaction to the medication. Says she's feeling a little better. Next paragraph, the following test was done in clinic. Strep positive, flu A, flu B negative, COVID negative, period. Patient works in a daycare and she was given time off to be away from school until Tuesday as her condition is contagious and it could impact residents of the daycare, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. And she was sent home with the following prescriptions. 1, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, XYZ mouthwash. She will take 20 mils gargle daily for 4 days. She will gargle and spit out. Next medication, Symbicort, 1/6 L/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs. BID for 90 days. Next medication, Lisinopril, 10 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Albuterol, MDI, 2 puffs, TIDPRN for wheezing. Next medication. Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 pill weekly for 9 days. Number 13, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 14 days. Number 14, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.